Have you ever been told, "I don't want to hear a word from you"? It is usually said by a parent to a child, or by a teacher to a student, or it might even be said by a spouse. The speaker voices those words when he or she is fed up and doesn't want to hear anything more from the other person, especially if they feel the conversation is unproductive or only making things worse. And yet, so many of us who claim the label Christian say this to our Lord on almost a daily basis. We claim that we love him, but we don't want to hear a word from him. And when we do hear, are we really listening? And when we do listen, we are selective. We avoid the hard conversations, the words that unsettle us, the words that go against our way of thinking, the words that require us to renew our minds and align ourselves with the mind of Christ. Some of us listen to just the juicy parts. Others pick the soothing parts. We focus on our favorite stories in the Bible. We don't want to hear the story of the Bible, the story of redemption that comes through Jesus, who is both Lord and Christ. Perhaps because we know that, like those hearing Peter telling the whole story as recorded in the second chapter of Acts, our response must be, "What shall we do?" For the answer to that question, I encourage you to go read the entire second chapter of the book of Acts in the Bible. Don't you want to hear a word from him?